The moment we return from Makkah Sharif, we forget that just now I was kissing the Hajre Aswad there. I was making a promise to and a pledge to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when I was making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif that I'm not going to return to sin. They forget that just now they were standing at the Rauza of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were saying, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They forget that just now we were going making Safa and Marwa. And we were recalling that sacrifice that Hazrat Hajra made when she ran between Safa and Marwa in search of water to just give that little baby, that infant child. They forget that that well of Zamzam from which they had been drinking so much and enjoying that water, it sprang up because of the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife Hazrat Hajra. They forget that just now we were in Arafat where tears were rolling down our cheeks and where we were recalling that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that when a person is on Arafat, then that is one day when he must believe that there is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has forgiven his sins. And there is no other day on which shaitan feels more rejected, more dejected and more humiliated and more disgraced and more shameful than on that day of Arafat. Because he sees that the hajis came from all parts of the world, they committed so much of sins and came. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat knows no bounds and they have been all forgiven. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, look at these people who have come from far and wide. They have come with disheveled hair. They have got dust on their garments. They are in ihram. And their call is, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. O my angels, you bear witness and testimony to this fact that I have forgiven each and every one of them. And not only have I forgiven them, but even those for whom they pray, I have forgiven them. And even if their sins were more than the waves of the ocean, or if it was more than the leaves, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, or if it was more than the grain of sand on earth, O my angels, you bear testimony to the fact that I have forgiven them too. So much of rahmat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showered them in. They forget that this was our life that we spent just now a few days ago. And what do they return with? With all those cameras, videos, television, hi-fi. And they brag about it that I found this cheap at that place and I found this cheap at that place. In fact, sometimes it becomes so irritating and so annoying and so disturbing that we are just returning from Mina Arafat and the only talk that we hear on either side in the bus or in the plane is the cost of those items in the bazaars and marketplaces. And then we want the Hajj to give us those rewards. We say, why are we not getting those rewards? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam promised this, and the Quran promised this. Yes, those promises were made. But we have to also fulfill our side of the bargain. If we are not prepared to undertake the Hajj for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we are not prepared to undertake the Hajj on halal earnings, because if a person goes with haram earnings, with gambling money, interest money, all kinds of haram money, then the moment he says labbaik, the call or the reply is la labbaik, you are not welcome. Because your provisions are haram. The transport is haram. The clothes you wear is of haram. How do you expect me to accept your dua? So if we are not prepared to undertake that pilgrimage for the pleasure of Allah with halal earnings and then spend our time there correctly, I am a person who gets a lot of